the subway have to raise the fare?
Because they're always in a hole.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a honeymoon?
The thrill of a lifetime.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wits, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we bring you that quiz program with a board of experts who are so dumb they think an officer's mess is the captain's wife. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled, Since His Wife's in the Navy, His Anchor's Away. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Yeah.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house, Mother kept muttering, Pard is a louse. The night before Christmas, he leaves it to me to fix up the presents and dress up the tree. He's out on a bender, while home here I sit, and Pa, not the tree, will get beautifully lit.
Very good. Very appropriate, Mr. McNaughton.
Written by Mr. Pierrot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Perard is a genius. Next, we have a woman who was so big, a sailor who lost his duffel bag, followed her for three blocks. He thought she was wearing it. You have heard of our B-29. Here is a woman who will never be 29 again. Miss Lulu McConnell.
Oh, madame.
Okay. Next, we have a man who won the Olympic award for playing hooky. A man who has been under more tables than a wad of chewing gum, Mr. George Shelton. You've just met the experts, folks, so here's the first question. Pay attention, see what we can do with it.
Yes.
What is the color of the little red schoolhouse?
Is that the one on the top of the hill?
Ah, that's the high school. Get it? High school, top of the hill?
Top of the hill.
Clever, no?
Yeah, no. It's not clever. No? Do you know the color of the little red schoolhouse?
No, all I know is the roof leak.
The roof leak.
And the plumbing wasn't so good either.
I see.
Say, you know, come to think of it, I don't think we had plumbing.
All right. Probably that's how you got water on the brain from the roof.
That's over my head.
Brain!
I went to school, Mr. Howard.
If you did, I bet you were at the end of the class.
So what? They taught the same thing at both ends.
Say, you know, Mr. Howard, the only thing kept me from going to college?
What?
Not going to high school.
I see.
What kept you from going to high school?
Not going to grammar school.
Uh-huh.
What kept you from going to grammar school?
Reform school.
I see.
You know, my brother was the smartest kid in school.
Yeah?
Got the highest marks, won 2 scholarships, got 2 degrees.
Yeah, what is he now?
A bum.
A bum. Please, can you kindly tell me what is the color of the little red schoolhouse?
I love school.
Oh, you did? Tell me, did you take algebra?
No. But he did propose to me.
He did propose to you. Mm-hmm. Who did? Algebra.
Yeah,
algebra. Nice fella. I'd like to meet him sometime.
From Arabia, I think he was.
Okay.
No, I was an advanced pupil in my class.
You were an advanced pupil?
Yeah.
In what class?
The delinquent class.
The delinquent class. I don't believe any of you ever went to school.
Who didn't go to school?
Okay. Can you spell Casablanca?
No.
Can you spell Constantinople?
No.
Can you spell Tomaszewski?
No. But when you come to cat... Will I make a bum out of you?
Please, let's get back to the question.
Mr. Howard, apropos of higher learning, according to the aeronautical experts, the size of a bee's wings in comparison with its body makes it impossible for the bee to fly.
Very interesting.
Of course, the bee doesn't know this, so he just goes right on flying.
I see. That's terrible. Mr. McNaughton, you're a genius.
I am?
Yes.
I'm a genius.
Yes.
I never took a lesson in my life.
All right. What color's the little red schoolhouse?
I'll never forget the first day I went to school.
Yes.
You know who sat behind me?
George Washington.
No, he sat right in front of me.
I see.
Yes.
I remember one day at school I broke a window and I ran home. And when I was crawling under the porch to hide, my pants ripped, and I let out a terrific scream.
That's so.
Yeah.
What happened?
My father found my hide out.
Your hide.
I didn't go to Florida that year.
You didn't go to Florida?
No, I was well tanned.
You were well tanned.
This.
Now we come to our confessions. While Mr. Roberts is getting the folks up here, we hear from our orchestra. An orchestra that sounds like they play from a racing form instead of music. Here he is, Dr. Novick, and his all-ape orchestra, featuring that brilliant trombone player, Keith, good to his mother, Heather. Or Cliff, I should say. Is it Cliff, Keith? Cliff.
Mr. Roberts.
Our first contestant tonight, Mr. Howard, is Corporal Walter O'Brien of the United States Marines.
Hooray! Good evening, Mr. O'Brien. It's really nice to have you with us this evening. How do you feel, sir?
Oh, fine, Mr. Howard.
Well, that's great. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
New York City.
Oh, New York! Well, I'm glad to see you right at home.
New York City! Well, hang me on a chandelier and call me Mistletoe. I used to work in this town.
I bet.
Oh, I was a speaker on a fishing boat down in Sheepshead Bay.
You were a speaker on a fishing boat?
Yeah, I used to furnish debate.
Mr. Sheldon, that's a... don't encourage him, folks. That's a very good job for a worm, I might say. All right, let's get on. Pay no attention to them, Mr. O'Brien. As I said, we're glad to have you with us. We're glad this is your hometown. How long have you been in the service?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. That's marvelous.
I say, you know, Corporal, in the last war, I was in the Navy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was an optician, second class.
An optician, second class?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. What did you do?
I dug the eyes out of potatoes. But you know, the job didn't appeal to me.
Uh-huh. What did you do before you entered the service?
Mr. Howard, why wasn't you in the Army?
For the same reason that you weren't Miss America.
Me and my big mouth.
What did you do before you entered the service, Mr. O'Brien?
I was a singer.
Oh, you sang?
Yes.
Well, isn't that marvelous? I'm sure if we had a little more time, I'd be more than pleased to have you sing for us if you would, but we are a little hampered at this moment, so we'll have to get right on. I'm going to ask you to do us a favor while you're here. Will you reach into the dunce cap and pick a question for us, please?
Yes.
And when you get one, would you be kind enough to read it? Just take your time and read it right into the microphone, if you will.
Is skiing a winter or summer sport?
I see. Did you get it, folks? Is skiing a winter or summer sport?
Mr. Hart, is that a sport question?
Yes, it is a sport question.
Winter or summer?
What? That's what I'm asking you.
You are? Well, what is it you want to know about it?
I want to know, is it a summer or winter sport?
But I asked you that, old boy. I asked you that.
Mr. McNaughton, I dislike you intensely.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes.
Everybody tells me that.
Everybody tells you that. Please, is skiing a summer or winter sport? Do you happen to know anything about sports, Mr. Shelton?
Do I know anything about sports? Why, I used to be a great track star.
Track star?
Yeah, they call me the human bullet.
Uh-huh. Well, you sure got the head for it. Let's go. I'm talking about skiing.
I went skiing once, but I didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
Well, there were two things I didn't like.
Yes?
The ski was too narrow to sit on,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing to steer it with.
That's not the way you ski.
How do you know how I ski? You ski the way you want to ski, and I ski the way I want to ski. Ski?
Sounds like there's a Russian in the house someplace.
Why don't you both shut up, Ski?
Ah, cut it out, please. Try to get an answer to the question. Please, Miss McConnell, don't your soundtrack ever break down? The question's about skiing.
You know, I went skiing once and I'll never forget it. No, sir, never shall I forget that skiing. 1 foot went east and 1 foot went west. I thought I'd split. Oh, well, that was me all over.
Reminds me of the time I was up at Lake Placid skiing. Yes, I made a terrific ski jump. It was 200 feet.
That's some jump.
There was the crowd looking up at me expectantly. Suddenly I jumped. Was I embarrassed.
Yeah?
What happened? I forgot to put on my skis. You know, they found me the following spring.
Yeah. He came up as an ear of corn.
I love sports. I go in for every sport that you can think of.
Oh, that's fine. Do you play tennis?
Tennis?
Yeah.
That's my racket. Why, I beat the great Alice Marble.
That's my game.
Tennis?
No, marbles.
Uh-huh. I play tennis, you know. Oh, rather, yes. I have a great service, you know. I play in purple pants.
All right, forget your pants.
What, and get sunburned?
The question is not about tennis, it's about skiing. It's a summer or winter sport. That's what I want to know. Now I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, do that.
You have to have snow to ski. Now, does that help you? Now, is it a summer or winter sport?
Is it an indoor or an outdoor sport?
You should know that. You said you went skiing.
Oh, I see. Then it's an indoor sport.
Yeah. All right. And then what do you mean an indoor sport? Where'd you ever go skiing indoors?
In Macy's Sports Department.
In Macy's Sports Department. I see. What about you, Mr. Sheldon? You said you went skiing.
Yeah, but where I was, there wasn't any snow.
Wasn't?
Yeah.
Wasn't any snow?
Nah, I do everything the hard way.
I see. Now we have 2 minutes of pain by Dr. Novik and his Novocaines. Dr. Novik.
Buttercup, steal some buttercup.
her in the face with a wet fish. Have we another contestant, please?
Indeed we have, Mr. Howard, and I should like to present to you now a very lovely and charming young lady, Specialist Q, Second Class, Ella May St. Louis of the Waves.
Oh, thank you. Good. Good evening, Miss St. Louis. Is that right, Miss St. Louis? Well, that's very odd. You mean you were in a beauty contest?
No, sir.
Oh, well, don't say it that way. You deserve to be, I can tell you that. You may not think it, but it takes a lot of courage to come up here, Miss St. Louis, and face these three nitwits. We're glad to have you with us.
What do you mean three? There's four of us here.
I see. Pardon me. I was leaving myself out. Pardon me, Mr. Sheldon.
You're very magnanimous.
Okay. Where's your hometown, Miss St. Louis, would you care to say?
Tupper Lake, New York.
Tupper Lake, New York.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. That's up in the... up near Albany, I believe.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
That's in Tupper, New York, ain't it?
Tupper, New York. Yes, Mr. Sheldon. Next time you're up that way, drop in, will you?
You know, I was out with a girl once. She told me to go jump in the lake.
Yeah. She did?
Yeah. When I came out, she was gone.
I see. How long since you've been home, Miss St. Louis?
Since last January.
Oh, last January. Almost a year now. You expect to be home soon?
I'm leaving tonight.
Oh, isn't that great? For home?
Yes, sir.
Well, they certainly will be glad to see you, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're leaving tonight, you know. I think Miss St. Louis is a very lovely lady, you know.
Charming girl. Mrs.
Oh, I'd go to the end of the world for a girl like her.
Yeah, but would you stay there?
What's your proposition?
Never mind. Just ignore him, Miss St. Louis. He washed his head today, and he can't do anything with it, if you know what I mean. How long have you been in the service?
33 months.
33 months? Well, that's fine, Miss St. Louis.
That's the spirit.
Cut it out. That's the spirit.
You get it? Spirit of St. Louis?
Never mind. How long have you been in New York? Have you been stationed here?
No, I just was here for discharge.
Oh, for discharge. Oh, yes, I notice you have that emblem on your lapel there.
You doing anything after the broadcast?
Oh, Mr. Sheldon, will you mind your own business, please?
I'm going with a nice girl now.
That's too bad.
Oh, she is nice.
Yes?
Rosemary Beecher's her name.
That's nice.
Yeah, I took her to dinner, then I took her to the theater, then I took her to a nightclub, and then I took her home in a taxi cab.
Oh, yes. Did you kiss her goodnight?
No, I thought I did enough for her.
You did. What did you do, Miss St. Louis, before you entered the service?
I worked in the Berkshire Life Insurance Company in Albany, New York.
The Berkshire Life Insurance Company in Albany. What were you there?
I was a secretary.
Secretary, I see.
Insurance company, eh?
Insurance company.
My word, I bet your dates were at a premium.
A premium? Where do you get those things?
I don't think she followed that policy.
Will you cut it out? Sorry for all the interruptions. Would you help us out, Miss St. Louis, by reaching into the dunce cap there and picking out a question for us, please? And would you be kind enough to read the question?
After what nationality is the Great Dane named?
Thank you. After what nationality is the Great Dane named?
Oh, I met a Great Dame last night.
I didn't say Dane.
We went up to the...
Mr. McNaughton, I'm not talking about a Dame. I said Dane.
Great Dane. That's a dog, isn't it?
Correct. A large, beautiful dog.
Oh, really? I bought a dog, you know. Paid $2 for him.
Yeah, that was a bargain. Does he bite?
No, a bargain dog never bites.
Never bites. Now, wait. You didn't have to go in hysterics.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Please. Let's get on here. The question is, what nationality is the Great Dane named after? Do you know, Miss McConnell?
No, we don't have any dogs in our house.
You don't?
We have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
What's its name?
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur? How'd you come to call it Ben-Hur?
Well, we used to call it Ben. Mm-hmm. And one day it had kittens.
Uh-huh. Ben-Hur. Mr. Sheldon, you're a moron.
Oh, so you finally came around to my way of thinking.
Yeah.
I say, speaking about cats, I went to the circus once with my wife, and a man offered $100 to anyone who'd go in the cage with a lion. My wife took him up.
Your wife? In the cage with a lion? Wasn't you worried?
Why should I be worried? It wasn't my lion.
Sure.
So I paid the man the $100, and we went up town.
The last time that I was in a circus, I saw a kangaroo boxing with a man. Mr. Howard, why do kangaroos have such a big pouch in the front?
Well, don't worry about it, Miss McConnell. You're such a nice person, you're too nice to be jealous. Now, let's get on there. I'm not talking about lions, and I'm not talking about kangaroos. The question is, what nationality is the Great Dane named after?
Mr. Howard, remember that dog I bought for $2?
You told us about that.
I lost him.
You lost him?
Doggone. Now I'm going.
Yeah, take the other two with you, will you? Please. Let's get back.
Hey, you know, here's something. Talking about dogs, when I was out in Hollywood, a friend of mine gave me the cutest little black and white dog.
Was he a fox terrier?
No, he worked for Paramount.
He worked
for
time to get started. Yeah. That's Rashi in it. My favorite. We'll be right back.
Well, it looks as though it's time to lock up our board of experts until next week, when we'll be beaming back your way. In behalf of those morons, seventh class, Harry McNaughton, George Sheldon, and our nail-up girl, Miss McConnell, the only girl whose picture is pasted in Davy Jones's footlocker, Lulu McConnell, our answer to V, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But that's enough praise. Remember to tune in again next week. And here's a theme to tell you what we mean when we say...
That's all. Be with us again next week and hear it proven again by Tom Howard, Lulu McConnell, George Shelton, and Harry McNaughton that it pays to be ignorant. Ken Roberts speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.